Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Motley Fool. You have more than you think. The Foolish Guide to Personal Finance by David and Tom Gardner. Read by David Gardner.
Once upon a time, there was a prosperous country called the United States of America. America had fertile land, sun-struck coasts, purple mountains, and a happy people. She sported free public education, expensive but effective health care, and high-speed data networks anyone could tap into with a computer and a modem. In America, more than any other place ever, you could do and say what you wanted, and your destiny was largely, to an almost disturbing degree, in your own hands. In fact, America was the envy of the world. But there was one thing that Americans lacked. Despite their comparatively rich status, Americans had very little understanding of what to do with their money. Most would just spend it, all of it, and in many cases, even more than that. In fact, 70% of Americans carried around monthly debt on misunderstood little plastic devices called credit cards. Even those not seduced by these devices had a problem. Their instincts might have been right: save the money and make it grow. But how to save it, how to make it grow, was something no one ever taught them. Due to an oversight of the educational system, one of the few truly universal, commonplace, and important subjects, money became the stuff of an exclusive ruling class of financial professionals. And most of these professionals had for decades clothed the subject in expensive garments, over long and extravagant words, weighty tones, an air of exclusivity. The implication was that only a wise man could make sense of it all, but should that have been surprising? Most of the establishment made its money by managing that of others. That was the whole business. Thus, the less that the United States knew about its money, the greater the business for its car salesmen, banks, insurance salesmen, stockbrokers, and financial planners. Indeed, the establishment had little incentive to teach anyone anything at all. Capitalizing on ignorance was all the rage, short-term game that it was, and the game's top players wouldn't...